Here's some news from the Olympics. American Ted Ligety won the gold medal in yesterday's men's combined downhill. It's only the fourth time that an American male skier has taken Olympic gold in alpine skiing. Ligety won after two top skiers were disqualified. One of them was his teammate, Bodie Miller. The other was an Austrian skier, Benjamin Reich. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
In the final run of the race, the Olympics being here in Italy, the loudest cheering in the crowd was for the Italian slalom maestro, Giorgio Rocca. But soon after Rocca came down, American Ted the Shred Ligety lived up to his nickname, Shredding the Course. Ligety has never skied in the Olympics before, and he's sick, as are a bunch of skiers right now. Ligety was racing with what sounds like a pretty nasty head cold, but it didn't stop the 21-year-old from Park City, Utah, from skiing the race of his life.
This is the first major race I've ever won, so I definitely had to do something special today in order to win.
And it was not a race that Ligety was expected to win. Ligety is the number two ranked slalom skier in the world. That's the event where the gates are very close together, so skiers make lots of quick turns. But the first leg of this so-called combined event starts with a harrowing 80-mile-per-hour free fall down the downhill course. That's not Ligety's strength. And at first, it looked like his much better-known teammate Bodie Miller might win it. Miller had one of his magic runs in the opening downhill leg, and it put him a full 2 seconds ahead of one of the other favorites, Austrian Benjamin Reich. But in the slalom, Miller just barely hooked a gate, getting his ski on the wrong side of it, and was disqualified. Ligety saw him after the race.
I was pretty bummed for him. I mean, you never want to see your teammate go down that way, for sure. I mean, he definitely would have had a good chance. I don't think there would have been any way I could have surmounted him today. So I guess it's kind of lucky on my part, but that's not how I want to be winning races. I want to be winning races because I beat people skiing.
But for the silver medalist, it was pure joy. Ivica Kostelic is from Croatia and grew up there in the former Yugoslavia with his sister, Janica. Their father was their coach, driving them around Europe to compete as kids. The family had very little money and often slept in their car. Kostelic's sister became a famous ski champion, but her brother did not. The 27-year-old has struggled with injuries. Before the race, his sister told him, "Today I give you my strength." And after winning the medal and one of the great moments of this Olympics, the two embraced with tears streaming down their faces.
Janica came to the finish. She was crying more than I was crying. As my mom and dad, only she knows how far I had to go for this medal and how hard my path has been.
Like Ligety, Kostelic was not favored to win this all-day event with three different runs on two different mountainsides, and he reached out to all the other athletes who competed in it.
I want to congratulate all the guys who did this, even the last guy, because it was really hard. It was a really long day, and I'm glad that this long day is one of the happiest days in my life.
The American team, too, is hoping for some more happy days. The U.S. team has a very deep bench this year across most skiing events, so there could be more medals by skiers who you may not even have heard of yet. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Sestriere.
We have a lot more Olympic results and photos at npr.org.